Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on the home, we were talking about husbands and wives being faithful and loving each other in front of their children and being sure to remember their marriage vows. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
As a husband and wife, your faith must now be in the Lord Jesus Christ, not your parents. Now again, always, always, always be sure to honor your parents. But now, your duty, number one, is to cleave to your wife. And then the third thing is one flesh. Now, many Christian psychologists speak of taking her out on dates. That's all right, I guess. I don't see a whole lot of that in the Bible. I don't see them pulling up in a chariot and taking them down to ye old malt shop. Okay. And really, what you just need to do is to be able to have time together and share your heart with one another and have that time for your attention on them. You don't really need outside entertainment. Now, it's good to love her. It's good to romance her. But remember, ladies, many ladies, they enjoyed the dating time when he took her to the candlelight dinners, maybe, and he had poems and he said all those sweet things. And after you get married, you feel like, well, now I'm just an object of his. And he really doesn't know what love is. And you go and you find someone else that will do all those romantic things. You marry him, and then too long those romantic things stop. And you see, you're in love with romance. You're not in love with your husband. And that is sin. Now, on the other hand, men, let your children see that you love your wife. It's all right to put your arm around her in front of your children, to speak peaceably and tell her how nice she looks. You see, in that matter, you're teaching your children and your boys how they're to treat their wives when they're married. Are they going to imitate a selfish or an unselfish person? And then the next thing we'd say, not only beware of Satan's subtle attacks and remember the threefold character of marriage, but the third thing is remember your vows. Now, my friend, if your word is no good, then you are slime. You are a low-down, good-for-nothing zero with a ring rubbed out, regardless of your financial or professional status. Listen to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Verses 9 through 12. There it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. Now, isn't it interesting there? He's saying two are better than one. But then he ends it by saying a threefold cord is not easily broken. Why would he say that? Because Christ is before your mate. Christ is before your children. Jesus Christ is the center cord of your marriage. A threefold cord is not easily broken. A marriage is not easily broken when Christ is the center of that home. But both cords, husband and wife, must be intertwined with Christ Jesus our Lord. Then we go on to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verses 4 through 6. It says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better it is that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands? Now, your vows as a husband is for better, for worse, rich or poor, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. And it's also to love, honor, and cherish, even if it's sickness, and she cannot do the wifely things. Even if it's poor, and you find that you're having to do without, and you're living day to day, sometimes wondering where your next meal is going to come from. It's better or worse, and worse may be that he's a cheat. She's a cheat. Lies, and on down the line that we could go. But you've given your word that you're going to love, honor, and cherish. You see, those vows are not multiple choice. You're giving your word whether the other person is true to their word or not. You're going to keep your word. You see, you can lose your wife without losing everything you have this side of heaven. But if you lose your word, then my friend, you've lost more than money can buy. Now, friend, these are things that God would have you to teach your children. They are the things he wants you to model to them. You're the leader of the home. Leadership rests not on ability or capacity alone. The leader must be willing to use his leadership. Leadership is based on the truth of God's word and your character to live by it and to order your house thereby. There must be truth in your character by the word of God. There must be truth in your God-given purpose and willpower in your character that is totally Holy Spirit-led through the word of God. Now you say, Brother Andy, in this series on the home, why deliver a message from God about divorce and loving your wife? Because, my friend, these very things are tearing families apart today. And because I love your children and your grandchildren, I don't want them to go to hell or to be saved so as by fire. But beyond me, far beyond me, Christ loves your children and grandchildren, and he doesn't want them to go to hell or to be just saved so as by fire. My friend, I don't want you to be a bad role model, and I don't want your children to have failed marriages. But especially Jesus Christ doesn't want you to be a bad role model, and he doesn't want your children to have failed marriages. Now, my friend, this calls for commitment, and yet you cannot have this godly Christian commitment if Jesus Christ is not your Savior. The best thing that you can demonstrate to your children is how to respond to God. Responding to God should be immediate. Your children need a Christian daddy, Christian mother, and your wife needs a Christian husband. And if you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then do so today. What must you do? Well, you must admit that you're a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You're not only admitting that you've sinned, you're saying that I cannot go to heaven on my merits. I will never deserve heaven. And I need a Savior. I can't save myself. That's what you're admitting. If you think that, well, you know what, I've done some bad things, but I'm not that bad, and God will weigh my good against my bad, and I think I'm all right, you're headed straight for hell. You'll break it wide open, my friend. Don't rebel against God. You don't want your children rebelling against you, so don't you rebel against the way of God. Then turn from your sin. In Acts 17, verse 30, it says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world. Now, that word repent means to turn from. It also has the idea of a change of mind. You're doing a 180. Instead of depending on yourself, instead of depending on, well, if I'm just religious and do good, you're turning 100% away from yourself, a 180, and you're turning to Jesus Christ, and you're trusting the finished work of Christ on the cross for you. The fact that he died on the cross, dying for every sin that you ever have or ever will commit, and that he was buried and that his soul went to the depths of hell for you, and 3 days later, his soul raised up out of hell, re-entered his body, and rose up from the dead. And as a result, he has the keys of hell and of death. Now that's the claim Jesus makes. You either call him a liar or you believe him. If you don't receive him, you've called him a liar. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. My friend, Jesus literally rose from the dead. He died because he loved you. Romans 5:8 said that God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, my friend, realizing you're a sinner and you can't save yourself, and believing that Jesus paid your penalty for you, you turn to him as your Savior, as your God, as your Lord, and you invite him into your life. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you can be saved from hell and know that you're going to heaven by taking God at his word and calling upon him for your salvation. Make that commitment, not to a way of living. You're making a commitment to a person, Jesus Christ. And you're going to say, I'm your child. Be mine. And if that's your desire, then pray this prayer right where you are right now. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write me. I have a booklet I want to give you that's titled Building Blocks. I will send that booklet to you absolutely free. I just want you to have it. It'll show you how to study the Bible. It'll show you what you've just done. It will teach you how to pray, what you ought to pray for. It'll show you things about Bible doctrine you should know. It'll tell you some things about prophecy. It'll show you how to lead someone else to Jesus Christ. And I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. And if you'll write me and just say, Brother Andy, I just asked the Lord to save me. Or you'll say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I'd like to have that booklet to try to help some new converts to grow in Christ. Then, my friend, I'll send that to you absolutely free. We want to be a blessing to you. Well, my friend, I see that our time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to our Lamp and Light broadcast. I wish that you will tell others about the Lamp and Light, because that's how the Lamp and Light broadcast grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
It's truth, we want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.